Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the irony of assessed value. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Luke asks, I have used Google Voice for the last year and it's worked great until they randomly shut down my account. I requested that they reactivate it and they did it within about 24 hours. But I'm at the point where I can't be dealing with setbacks like that. I agree.
Yeah, good for you, Luke Harris.
I'm using Pat Live as well, but I need a service to text and make outbound calls with. What phone services do you all use for your business?
We use a Jill Live, which we are still in a test phase with. Does it have a texting piece? I'm looking into that, but we don't currently do that. Jill Live is a fantastic product. It's just down the chain of products that we're releasing. So I wish I could help more. Most people are using Pat Live in our group. I know because I talk to the sales rep there once in a while, and he tells me how many new people are signing up all the time. So I don't know if there's an all-in-one CRM-based. I have a meeting about this actually today. CRM-based sales scenario out there, but we're in the process of development, just like everything else.
I keep hoping we're going to find, like, you know, we have our VOIP service. I'm waiting for you. Or somebody, we're gonna trip on the VOIP / texting enabled all within like Microsoft or something, and that's gonna be perfect.
I have a meeting this morning on
that.
And so I'm very aware of the demand, Luke, that
this is
very
a big
aware
deal.
Of the technological challenge. So we made the mistake of we're releasing products too soon that don't work.
Yeah.
We never want to be in that situation again. So
that was a long time ago.
Like we said in the last show, we want to make sure that, so obviously this is Luke Harris's, one of his bottlenecks right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to one by one eliminate those.
Mm-hmm.
Parcel Fact eliminated.
Right. I mean, that took precedent. Took precedent over answering the phones and things like that.
If you haven't.
And Offers to Owners is taking precedent.
Yeah. If you haven't used Parcel Fact, the free version for a while, you should go check it out because it solves due diligence entirely.
Right. So, you know, and that's the point. We're focusing on products that there is no other solution.
Yeah.
And let's get those tech, because those are huge bottlenecks. But answering a phone, all right, we can figure it out. Are we spending more money sometimes? Yeah. Okay. But at least we have some options.
You're right. Parcel Fact was a solution that was not out there.
Right. We had to get to that first. And Offers to Owners right now, that there's a lot of people, they're in our world or not in our world, and they want to send out mailers and they need help. They don't even know how to do it, and it's they don't have the time or the energy to learn, and that's okay. So we're going to solve that one. And
why let that stop you, right?
Right. Worst case scenario, you can hire your mom to answer your phone and take messages for you. I'm not kidding. I've told people to do that. Or somebody, seriously. You could buy a burner phone. Come on, I'm not kidding. Have a phone number forward to it. This is not rocket science here. And you could pay your sister-in-law, who's a stay-at-home mom.
All right, sister-in-law, I understand.
Okay, or something, not your mom, but your sister-in-law, who's a stay-at-home mom.
Mother-in-law, I understand.
To just answer the phone and take messages. And that's all they do. And they would say, you know, Luke's not available until after, you know, this is a time so he can give you a call back. What's convenient for you? And I'll let him know. That's it. Take some property information down, and that's all.
Here's what my mom would say if she answered the phone.
Oh, no.
I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap if you talk like that any longer.
Oh, no. I'm talking good
calls.
Did
you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
I did.
I never had a reason to.
It was awful.
No.
Did you ever taste soap like that?
No. Only on accident. Like you're washing your hair and it gets in your mouth. That's about it.
It had the opposite effect. I probably curse more now. Anyway,
yeah, that's for sure.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, the irony of assessed value. This is the meat of the show. I had somebody on a call say, we were talking and stuff, and he said, "This is the meat of the show."
Oh, they said that?
Like, yeah, get on with it. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, wait.
I mean, both of us were just broke out in hysteria.
Who said this is the meat of the show?
The person I was speaking with on the phone.
Oh, they said it. That's cute. This is the meat of the call.
What he was saying is, please get on with it.
Oh.
Like right now.
Exactly. Knock it off. Get to the point.
What the hell is the guy talking about? Irony of assessed value. Here's the thing. So property, here's the deal with assessed value. In every county, there's a guy, usually with a mustache and little glasses, sitting around in a dimly lit room. Looking at
Cheetos. I want to add. Can I get in on this?
Sure.
With a regular Dr. Pepper and Cheetos on his desk. Not diet.
And the light that he's got, it's a light hanging down, light bulb hanging down off of a string, you know.
Right,
it's
right.
Not a regular fluorescent
light.
Where
you pull the thing, yeah.
And his office is in the basement of the county building.
Yeah.
And the county building is an incredibly inconvenient location.
And he's got stacks of paper on his desk.
And the building itself looks like it should be in Washington, D.C., not in like some small town in New Mexico.
Right.
Okay, you get the picture. So there's the assessor.
What's his name?
His name's Daryl.
Oh, okay. That's pretty close. I was going to go with Earl, so that's good.
Okay, pretty close. No, that's his brother's name.
Oh, excuse me. He fills in when Daryl's sick.
There's Earl, Daryl, and the other brother, Daryl.
Oh, and they all do the same job. Yeah, Daryl. Daryl 1, Earl, and Daryl 2.
Earl and Daryl are paternal twins.
Oh, and is their dad the mayor?
Yeah, and the third brother, Daryl, the other brother, Daryl?
Yeah, what's he do?
No, he's just a total accident.
We don't know.
He's the guy who sits drunk in the trailer.
All right. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, no. Okay, got it.
No one's sure who they're married to.
That's right. Okay. I see a wife beater shirt, and I see...
What kind of cars do they drive?
Oh, no. They drive old
Ford
Dodge.
F-150s. That's a
Oh, that's not bad. No, F-150's kind of nice.
Not if it's 1958.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, now that you have that picture in your head,
this
that's
the
guy. That's the guy who's setting your tax rate on your property.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of faith, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing it all right.
They're applying a this is truly actually what the show's
right.
about.
He knows data like the back of his hand. Actually, he writes it on the back of his hand.
Hey, Derek, why did you assess my property that way? Oh, no, that's my other brother.
Because the other guy sold it for this, and it divided by two, and it looked good.
Divide by two?
I don't know.
This year, we're going to divide by two.
Yes. Yeah, why not? I'm sorry. That was a fly on my screen. I missed that one.
Just move the decimal over.
Oh, I have to bump it up somehow. I do what I'm told.
Anyway, this strangely enough, all this ridiculous malarkey between the two of us applies to this topic because the irony of assessed value
is not the irony of the staff.
When you send them, when you look at, I'm trying to communicate the topic.
Sorry, not helping.
Oh, so if you could look at a county all at once in a snapshot of all the assessed property in a county, and you've sorted it by highest priced assessed value to lowest, you would always, in general, if you're sending a mailer out in the whole county, you would want to focus on, theoretically, the cheapest of assessed value per property, because that's where the lowest value property is, because that's what we go for in this asset category. Unless you're sending out a mailer for houses, I'm talking about just land now. So the irony of that is, what you do is you miss the higher value, theoretically, the higher value property, because that's what we want. We want to pay less for more valuable property. So the irony of assessed value is if you focus on only the lower value property, you're not going to get that higher value property in your mailer. So what's the answer? The answer is to send it all out.
Call Daryl.
No. The answer is to really break down sections in the county, however you do it, whether it's geography, subdivisions, or whatever. And this is advanced. If you're brand new, don't do this. If you're brand new, just, you know, shotgun the whole thing. Don't rifle it.
don't worry about the assessed value.
Right.
I mean, don't, I mean look at a certain, it. But above a certain point, yeah, like the $1 million, come on. But
right.
You don't get that detailed about it if you're really, really, really new.
The irony of assessed value is that you really want to capture the higher value property, assuming that it's assessed correctly and it's not in Daryl's County.
Right.
All kidding aside, mail it all out, but mail it out with different values.
Right.
Don't just say it's $450 an acre in County X in Texas. When you're advanced at this, right. So what you're going to find, and why the hell would we do that? It sounds like a lot of work. Here's why. We're all about yield here, all right? If you're independently wealthy and you want to just send out, you have no mailer budget, that's the best situation you can be in. You mm-hmm. send all kinds of letters out at different values, but that's not the case, right? We all kind of have a budget. You want to spend $1,000 or $2,000 on a mailer, then you need to really pay attention to pricing. So that's the irony of assessed value. Don't just mail out. Don't just look at assessed value and mail out one specific thing. It's an indicator, but it's usually not right. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I was going to even just kind of bring it in, like, think about our homes and think about those postcards that we get every year telling us the assessed value. Do you hope it's a high number? Heck no, because then your taxes go up. You're hoping it's a low number. And watch, and if there are some changes in your area, look how behind it is. It's going to be a year or two behind, going up and going down. So just based on your own home, when you get these postcards, that should be a little indicator for you that, hey, this is not always that accurate, because it's really not. In a perfect world, we're hoping our assessed value all stays really low.
That's right.
Nobody knows that I did that. Look, we put that addition on. They haven't assessed it yet. Awesome. I don't have to pay for that. This is good.
Well said, Jill.
That's what we're all hoping, fingers crossed. So I want to point that out, because some people get hung up on, the assessed value is X. I really don't care what the assessed value is. That doesn't mean anybody's going to pay that.
That's right.
You know, or I'm going to go, and it's not like I can come in and tell somebody, you know, Mr. Smith, it's only assessed at this. He's going to go, yeah, that's not right. You should see it now. He's right.
That's right.
Know?
So. Assessed value, for the record, this is a good time to bring this up, Jill. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Assessed value has nothing to do with the real market value of a property. Nothing.
Bingo.
Nothing. Not even, theoretically, it does. But again, the guy in the basement's doing all this math. So.
He's not driving every area every day.
That's
and
right.
Making sure.
He's never leaving the office.
Yeah, this is true. He's not rocking around with a clipboard going, yeah, that's right. He's really not going in, you know, checking the square footage every day. There's usually
it's a
trigger.
That's right.
There's either a major market trigger, like Southern California, maybe, I don't know, maybe all of a sudden, you're going to explain that?
Well, here's what triggers the assessed value.
Yeah.
Let's say 99.9% of the times. There's two things that trigger assessed value changes. The sale of a property, number one, or the recorded and the licensed improvement on a property, which means you pull a permit.
Mm-hmm.
Who here pulls a permit when they paint their house? No one.
Oh, I did.
How about a pool?
Just
no.
Kidding.
No, I mean,
oh,
you're
I'm
supposed
joking.
To. How many times
how
have we done
house?
Renovations, Jill, whether it's personally or on houses and stuff?
Yeah.
Have we ever pulled a permit?
No, I'm going to.
Not one time.
Yeah.
Not once.
Like remodeling your kitchen, and I'm not moving walls. I'm putting in higher end appliances.
So now you have a brand new house.
Yeah.
You bought a house for whatever. You have a brand new house. You never pulled a permit. The assessor's not going to. Mm-hmm. It will not change. My point is, the assessed value is almost always very inaccurate.
Right.
So there's irony in that. You want to make sure that you're sending out offers to all assessed value property, but you want to price it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I know this is a nebulous, this is a philosophical show.
It's not
a math show.
I mean, there's a lot of examples that we can all give of things that we've done, improvements that don't, that should, they do change the market value, but they don't change the assessed value. This is good stuff.
I broke a sweat laughing.
Good.
You could write a story. We should write a short story based on that imagery.
Daryl and Earl and Daryl.
No, it's Earl, Daryl, Daryl.
Oh, well, I said Daryl and Earl and Daryl. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Daryl, Daryl, Earl. Earl, Daryl, Daryl, Daryl.
What are their wives' names?
Oh, no. Betty. Got a Betty in there. There's always a Betty. That's what I fall back on. All right.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill make idiots out of themselves trying to explain stuff.
Oh, and that's information for Jack. And I try to keep it fun, and that's inspiration. We all do anyway. I don't know. That's my half.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill, you're a crack up.
That was good.
You know what's funny today? You have a wife beater on.
I do. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, she looks down at herself.
And it's
white.
This is like the worst thing a guy could wear is a white wife beater. For a woman, it's a white tank top.
Yeah, it looks pretty good on you, though.
Thank you. It's a little different for a chick. Yeah, a man should never, ever, ever, even under a dress shirt, wear this.
I know.
FYI.
Women always should.
Oh.
For a lot of reasons.
Oh, it's okay. You're funny.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this was the Cashflow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.